The MI observes this by avoiding the necessity in the wardroom and paying no attention to the silly custom in our own part of the ship. Seniority ran downhill from each end of the table, with the skipper at the head and the Strike Force CO at the foot, the junior midshipman at his right and myself at the skipper's right. I would most happily have sat by the junior midshipman. She was awfully pretty. But the arrangement is planned chaperonage. I never even learned her first name. I knew that I, as the lowliest male, sat on the skipper's right, but I didn't know that I was supposed to seat her. At my first meal, she waited, and nobody sat down, until the third assistant engineer jogged my elbow. I haven't been so embarrassed since a very unfortunate incident in kindergarten, even though Captain Jorgensen acted as if nothing had happened. When the skipper stands up, the meal is over. She was pretty good about this, but once she stayed seated only a few minutes, and Captain Blackstone got annoyed. He stood up, but called out, "Captain?" She stopped. "Yes, Major." "Will the captain please give orders that my officers and myself be served in the card room?" She answered coldly, "Certainly, sir." And we were. But no naval officer joined us. The following Saturday, she exercised her privilege of inspecting the MI aboard, which transport skippers almost never do. However, she simply walked down the ranks without commenting. She was not really a martinet, and she had a nice smile when she wasn't being stern. Captain Blackstone assigned Second Lieutenant Rusty Graham to crack the whip over me about math. She found out about it somehow and told Captain Blackstone to have me report to her office for 1 hour after lunch each day, whereupon she tutored me in math and bawled me out when my homework wasn't perfect. Our six platoons were two companies as a rump battalion. Captain Blackstone commanded Company D, Blackie's Blackguards, and also commanded the rump battalion. Our battalion commander by the TO, Major Zira, was with A and B companies in the Tours' sister ship, Normandy Beach, maybe half a sky away. He commanded us only when the full battalion dropped together, except that Captain Blackie routed certain reports and letters through him. Other matters went directly to fleet, division, or base, and Blackie had a truly wizard fleet sergeant to keep such things straight and to help him handle both a company and a rump battalion in combat. Administrative details are not simple in an army spread through many light years in hundreds of ships. In the old Valley Forge, in the Roger Young, and now in the Tours, I was in the same regiment, the 3rd, Pampered Pets, regiment of the 1st, Polaris, MI Division. Two battalions formed from available units had been called the 3rd Regiment in Operation Bughouse, but I did not see my regiment. All I saw was PFC Bamberger and a lot of bugs.
This ends Disc 7.